Hospitals and healthcare workers in the state are on the front lines, preparing for what could be a spike in cases of the coronavirus. Steve Onan joins me now. He is president of the New Hampshire Hospital Association and has been in contact with many of the association's members as they take necessary steps. Steve, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
So, simple question to start. Are New Hampshire's hospitals prepared for a surge in coronavirus cases?
Hospitals have been preparing for infectious disease outbreaks like the coronavirus for many, many years, and have been working and partnering with each other, with public health, with our local, state, federal partners to be prepared for this kind of a situation.
You said they've been working hard for years, but are they now, yes or no, prepared?
Hospitals are preparing, and they're taking many steps to make certain that they are prepared. You know, you've heard recently that many hospitals are postponing or canceling elective surgeries, those that are non-urgent or emergent, so that they can ensure that they have capacity inside the institution. They're looking at all other aspects. And, you know, all of the efforts that are going on right now relative to social distancing and other things, you know, really meant to flatten the curve, as we say, to try and prevent, you know, the influx of patients, you know, coming in too quickly. That's certainly efforts that are ongoing, and we're working very hard to make certain that that's the case.
And where do you see the biggest threats should this situation deteriorate? Is it a lack of ventilators, lack of healthcare workers to treat patients, something else, perhaps?
I think there are, you know, a number of areas of, you know, concern relative to you know, the levels of equipment, you know, from personal protective equipment to other, you know, types of equipment and supplies. Workforce needs continue to you know, be a concern, making sure that we have the people in place to be able to provide the services that are necessary. I think, you know, those are issues that we're trying to work through to understand what that, you know, surge could look like and the types of things that we need to put in place to make certain that that we are prepared.
There are only about 3,000 licensed hospital beds statewide. How can hospitals go outside the walls and build capacity if necessary? I'm thinking about, you know, testing or triaging in tents or opening up a new facility that could hold more patients in isolation.
And those are things that, you know, hospitals have been preparing to do in terms of surge testing and other kinds of activities that would give them that ability to do that. I think the real question that, you know, the state and hospitals are continuing to talk through is what are those options? Where are those options available? And how would we do that? You're seeing, you know, hospitals here in New Hampshire that have set up tents for additional screening services and the like. I think those options will continue to be seen as hospitals look to ensure that they have the proper facilities and ability to serve the patients and communities who depend on them.
What are you hearing from hospitals about protective gear? Is there enough?
Supplies of PPE are a challenge. We are staying in close contact with our members to understand where they are, what those needs are. Are they critical? The challenge is this is a worldwide production challenge. So there's a shortage in production. There's a worldwide demand. And ensuring that we have those resources, we're working very closely with the state and with other with vendors to try and make certain that those are available.
And lastly, what could the financial impact on the hospitals be? More patients generally means more income, but could this pandemic actually stretch some of the more rural nonprofit hospitals to a point where they're financially unstable?
I think this is going to have a significant impact on all hospitals. You know, we're at a point where hospitals are expending significant amounts of resources to stand up new capacities, new processes in their organizations, and they are also announcing that they're going to be suspending services that they would normally be providing. So while at one point we're adding expenses because of all of the new work and activity, we're also delaying revenue that would be coming in from services that we would be providing. It's going to have a significant impact on cash flow, something that we're certainly working to understand and assess, and it's something that, you know, we'll be talking with our federal partners. The federal Congress has been looking at a number of supplemental emergency appropriations and bills, this is one that I think needs to be very much a part of that discussion. We'll certainly be talking with state partners as well, finding ways that, again, we can work together to ensure that the health, the financial health of our organizations is strong and continues, and that they can be there when our communities need us most.
Steve Onen is president of the New Hampshire Hospital Association. Thank you very much for speaking with me. Really appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
For more of NHPR's coverage on this developing story, you can go to our website, nhpr.org/coronavirus.